जान बाला बा मेरे बार जशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना क्षीरावन कारी जमुना क्षीरावन कारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चेतना प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गाराधा शिवासादि गोभक्तवृन्द
एवरीवन चैंट
कृष्ण चेतना प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गाराधा शिवासादि गोभक्तवृन्द श्री कृष्ण चेतना प्रभु नित्यानंद Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gorvat Vrindam Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone.
Hare Krishna.
Loudly.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Thank you.
Everyone,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Everyone again,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Everyone again,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
everyone again,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. His Confounded Charja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Premsi Kosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai. S.C. Radhakrishna Gopinath Sri Mukunda Radhakunda Giri Gaur Vadan Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Sinabadipa Dhamma ki jai, Ganga Mayi ki jai, Jamuna Mayi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Nittai Gaurapimanande Hari Hari Gaur. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Taramane. Namaste, Saraswati Devi. Guru Vani Pucharane Navasesha Sanyavari Pushkati Deja Tarane. Om Aganatuminandasya Jana Jana Salakaya. Chaksusa Militan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale. Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sarapatantikam. Vansa kalpa dubhyascha kripa sindhu vai vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. I just came from Christchurch, New Zealand, which everyone knows that there were the earthquakes there. So when I first got there,
still, every day there was so many what they call aftershocks. But what the difference between an aftershock and an earthquake is, it's hard to say, because everything starts going back and forth. So every day there were, and this was like basically a week after the, I got there probably a week after the bigger earthquake. And it's very hard to sleep at night, because at 10:30 at night or 2 o'clock, the whole building starts shaking back and forth. And even if you're, even if you hold on tightly to your bed or whatever you're in, it does something to you. Of course, if the building is shaking and you're holding on to your bed, if the building collapses, it's not going to help you very much. Or when, if you're on a plane and the plane drops down and you hold on tightly to your seat and fasten your seatbelt, it's not going to help very much. So in any case, there's a particular thing I wanted to mention about this. So every day, there are probably 50 different aftershocks of earthquakes. 50. And then last Saturday, which was just a few days ago, we had a function. We were speaking about the glories of Krishna's holy name. And quite a few devotees gathered in the temple room to chant japa on Saturday. And some of the devotees chanted 64 rounds, and some of the devotees chanted. They made their own vows, how many rounds they had committed themselves to chant, and they offered an amount and a prayer to Nittai Gaurachandra, who are really powerful and wonderful devotees. And then on that day, the aftershocks went down to 3. Just from nowhere, practically speaking, went down to only 3. And then the next day, so we had 24-hour kirtan, but basically from dawn to late in the evening kirtan. And there were no aftershocks that whole time. Anyway, Krishna's names, Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Pono Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatvam. They are Krishna. So one of the devotees said that. He made that. And we're all feeling very skeptical. What are we doing that can do that? But Krishna's names are very powerful. Because Krishna Abhinatvam, your name Krishna, and you are the same. And today is the auspicious, so ironic to say, auspicious disappearance day of such a great soul as Thakur Haridas. And in a little while, Krishna willing, if I don't get carried away, we shall read about the passing of Thakur Haridas. But there's many great lessons to learn from this. One lesson is that what Haridas Thakur came to teach us, and what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great gift was, is you take this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you take it, you hold on tightly to it. When the earth starts quaking, you hold on to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You may hold on to your bed, you may not hold on to your bed, you may be frightened, you may not be frightened. But hold on to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Namasraya kore jatana tumi. That take shelter of Krishna's holy names. Because in this world, out of the materialistic tendencies that we have of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, the deepest one is defending. And defending is based on fear. So much of our lives are actually governed by fear. We have our own secret fears. And our lives are governed by this. We work and work and work. And we give 8 hours of our day, and even more than that, out of fear of, because if we have money, then that is our security. But when the earth is quaking and the plane is dropping from the sky, where is our security? It's certainly not there. So although it's very easy to sit here and preach this point, everyone must take shelter of the holy names, etc., etc. But to really take shelter of the holy names is what we wish to do. And this platform of continuously taking shelter of Krishna's holy names, or of Krishna, is called the platform of Nishtha. I've mentioned this before, but every day we go through our lives and so many things happen that we don't like. We miss something simple even. We miss the train, we miss the tram. You know, someone is in our way when we want to move forward, we're hungry, or the prasadam has too much salt, or someone says, we hear that someone has dared to criticize us and say something about us that we don't like, or somehow or another we're embarrassed in one way or another, or there's a hundred thousand things that can happen, or our knee hurts, or our back hurts, or our knee and our back hurts. And then when these things happen, and they must happen, because the universe, Krishna has organized this very universe in which we live in to teach us that it is not a proper shelter for us. To teach us that our shelter is Krishna. So when the universe refuses to cooperate with our plan, our self-centered plan, that when I am walking on a bus and I am late for something, I want everyone to be out of the way so that I can get on the bus and do what I want. Well, in case you haven't noticed it yet, the universe refuses to cooperate with our self-centeredness, based on ahankara vamudatma, based on our false ego. The universe will refuse to cooperate. When we're young, we dream our life is going to be like this, and our life is going to be like that, and then we're gonna get married, and we're gonna have the perfect wife or the perfect husband, and then the perfect children, and the wife has her dream, and that my husband's going to be just like this, and the husband's got his dream, my wife is going to be like this, and then they just fight. Who's going to be remade into the other person's dream? That's the first 5 years. And then after that, okay, you have your dream, and I'll have my dream, and then let's go and... Oh, you look quite stunning today. Hare Krishna. First devotee to walk in a suit. I haven't seen that very... It's quite astounding. Please come in. Sorry to give you trouble. And then the husband and wife are trying to decide whose dream is going to dominate. Then the children come along, and there's no question of who's the center of that one. Because they're so needy. So the children become the center. And it's all life on the mental platform. And then something really on the imaginary platform, practically speaking, it's life on the imaginary platform. And that something comes along, and we're imagining that just a little bit later, icha dvesha samutena, I don't like this part, but if I just do this and just do that and just do that, then my life will gradually become organized into just the way I want it, or approximately. And then we pass our lives day after day like this, And suddenly we find ourselves older, and then we find ourselves even still older. For now, even when I walk into, when I go to purchase a train ticket in India, they automatically give me a 25% discount without even me asking. Or sometimes the first time it happened actually was in Hong Kong. I got on a train and people started getting up to give me a seat. I was thinking, why am I doing that? I'm 16 years old. Why are they doing this? Because inside we don't feel like we're changing, but actually the body is aging. And then one day, as we're living our dreamlike existence, that gradually it will come to the point where I can enjoy life and be peaceful. And then something terrible may happen. And of course we don't wish this to happen, but what will we hold on to? Where will we look for shelter? Where will we look for shelter? And that is the great quest for true shelter that's fully reliable, is always going to be there. It's like when Nanda Maharaj, after described in the 28th chapter of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, Nanda Maharaj, after Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill on the Ekadasi, after that, Nanda Maharaj observed Ekadasi. And then he went to bathe in the Yamuna, and what happened? He was taken away by the servants of Varunadev. So from the outside it looked like he went into the water and he disappeared. So what did, he was with the other cowherd men, so what did it appear like from their point of view? It appeared like he had drowned. And they immediately began calling out Krishna's names. And although Krishna wasn't nearby, because there is no place where Krishna doesn't have his ears, and because there's no place where he is not, he was immediately there. When Nanda Maharaj again was being eaten by the serpent, and the coward men started beating him with burning logs, the serpent, the Agajara, python. You're sitting so nicely, straight. How nice you sit. Very good. Then they called out Krishna, Krishna, because they had no, the residents of Vrindavan have no other shelter but Krishna. They don't know anyone but Krishna. They love Krishna. It's completely natural for them. So they called out Krishna, 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 Krishna. And Krishna was immediately there. And in pulling out Nanda Maharaj, accidentally, Srila Jiva Goswami describes that he touched the serpent's body with his lotus feet, and the serpent changed into a great demigod, Vidyadhara, but it was something incidental. Just happened to happen as Krishna was going about his actual business of reciprocating with his most exalted devotee, Nanda Maharaj, his father. So Haridas Thakur came to teach us, and he had such a mood of servant, of being a servant of the holy name, and in the mood of being a servant of the holy name, his concern was for everyone. In the third chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Mahaprabhu himself asks Haridas Thakur a question, and Mahaprabhu hears from him. He asks him actually three questions. Mahaprabhu asks Thakur Haridas three questions. The first question is, how are the people who don't believe in the holy names, in Krishna consciousness, who are of a different culture, of a different religion or whatever, he uses the term Yavana, We could loosely translate it as meat eater, or it also can be translated as people from Greece. Prabhupada's translated it like that sometimes. Or sometimes it's Muslims translated like that. So Prabhupada, Haridas Thakur, answered this question. How will these people of a different culture who don't know about chanting Krishna's names, how will they be delivered? And Mahaprabhu asked that to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur answered, by Namabhasa, the reflection of the holy name, can liberate everyone from when you say the holy names without thinking, I'm chanting Krishna's names. If you say Rama, or even if there's an interdispersion of other syllables between the holy names, this is so powerful. Sarva Papa Chai, Krishna Namabhasya Hoite Hai, Sarva Papa Chai. All sins finished. So they'll become liberated like that, Haridas Thakur said. Your name, Nam Nama Kari Bahuda Niva Sava Shakti. Out of your mercy, Thakur Haridas says, you've given so much potency to your holy names. So even just the dim reflection of the potency of the holy names frees one from all. What to speak of someone who chants Krishna's names? Seriously, what to speak of someone who takes shelter of Krishna's names, saying Nam Krishna Krishna, in the mood of what do I have other than you in this world? And Krishna is so kind that we can take the holy names everywhere at all times. Even Radha Balava, Sisi Gaunatayag, Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra Devi are so kind. But sometimes the doors close, and then we are left without being able to see their incredibly beautiful and effulgent forms. But the door of the holy names never closes. It's ours at any time, any place. And so powerful. And then Haridas asks a second question. Okay, for that's the people who don't know anything about Krishna consciousness. How will they be delivered? And then he asks, but how about the other, any moving or non-moving living entity? How will they be delivered? Trees, tigers, monkeys. What kind of other moving living entities are there? Thank you, whoever said that. Yes, thank you. Yes. Any others? How will they be delivered? And Haridas Mahaprabhu asked that, and Thakur Haridas said, by the loud chanting, because the devotees are always chanting loudly Krishna's names. They hear the holy names of Krishna. And they'll be delivered in that way. So this goes back to the point of somehow or another when the devotees were chanting in Christchurch. The effects of this, we don't even know what happens, what the effects of doing our simple duty for our own selves, our own benefit of chanting Krishna's names. What to speak of doing it with the mood of Mahaprabhu and Thakur Haridas, of Odarya, of open-hearted giving, and of trying to help others. The loud chanting of Krishna's names benefits. And then Mahaprabhu said, the third question was, well, what happens if everyone becomes liberated in this way? There won't be anyone in the universe. What a problem. One time, when Prabhupada was speaking to someone, and the person asked Prabhupada, but if everyone becomes Krishna conscious, what will happen? Who will work in the factories? And Prabhupada replied, let the factories go to hell. Who cares? You know, what happens to the factories? If everyone's healthy, What will the doctors do? What a problem will it be if everyone's healthy? then the doctors could do something else because they don't need to be protecting people from disease and things. So anyway, Mahaprabhu asked that, and Haridas Thakur said that there are so many unconscious living entities, and by your mercy they will be brought to consciousness, and then they will be they will fill up the universe again. So I wanted to make one specific point here before we begin the Leela Kirtan, is that Thakur Haridas was the great teacher of the holy name, and he took full shelter of the holy name, and he preached the glories of the holy name in a very open-hearted, magnanimous way, generous, thinking about the suffering of others. And then what fear, here comes the point I'd like to make, and this question will end, this, the Leela Kirtan, if we get to it, will sort of answer this question. What is the fear that we have, that we tend to have, that conditioned souls have, because we spoke in the beginning about fear being the base material emotion, the general material emotion for everyone. The fear is, if I give everything to Krishna, if I become so generous and think about others and just serve Krishna, become a selfless servant of Krishna, then the fear is, I almost heard what somebody, brave soul, said, but if I give everything to Krishna, what fear? What holds us back? It's the fear of the unknown, because the mind only reasons with what is known, reasons from its past experience. And because the mind doesn't know this, what it's like to give everything to Krishna, it's always pulling back and giving us trouble in so many ways. So what is the fear? What fear is there that if I actually give myself as a servant of Krishna, what's the fear? Who will take care of me? And the mind, don't think this is a light one. The mind is bakil, to take the opposing lawyer, to take the opposing side. You want to surrender to Krishna? The mind will build such a case. See this, see what happened to this one, see what happened to this one. It will build its case, and it will fill you with fear. So, the passing of Thakur Haridas, right, in a very, very subtle way, will answer this question. The question that we all have, who will take care of me? So, could you play that melody? Let's pull. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is from the 11th chapter. Where have you been? We couldn't begin until you came and sat with your friends. You have a mat to sit on, Asan? Come on, kiss. How old are you? 3? Oh. And you? How old would you like to be? 5. Too much homework. How old would you like to be? 50. Are you married? Okay. How old would you like to be?
Got to take it as it comes.
Because usually, however old we'd like to be, it's not what we are. When you were 5, how old did you want to be? 10, probably. Okay. How old would you like to be? Huh? Good friends. Too much homework also? One time when Prabhupada was in New York in very early days, and you can play it softly. He was speaking. This is the amazing thing that Prabhupada did. So amazing. He was trying to explain to people in New York in 1966 who had no idea that God is a person, actually. He was trying to explain that the concept of Krishna, that he was a person. So, but not a person like you and like me, but a person who's eternal. And he has an eternal body. So he said to the people, and you can hear this on the tape, on the lecture, he said, even though Krishna was 125 years old in Kurukshetra, but you'll never see a picture of Krishna as an old man. And then you hear him asking, have any of you ever seen a picture of Krishna as an old man? And then the next thing he says is, have any of you ever seen a picture of Krishna? So what Prabhupada did was quite amazing. Arvind, would you like to be able to do Leela Kirtans one day like this and read Shastra with the Kirtan going on? I think you'd be really good at it. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Thakur Haridas upon his lap. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Charja and to Lord Nityananda. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur, and all glories to the master of Haridas Thakur, and all glories to the master of Gadadhar Pandit, and all glories to the master of the life of Sri Sarup Damodar. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kazi Misra. He is the Lord of Jagannanda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet. By your causeless mercy, I have no qualification. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, O Nittai, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. What was Nityananda Prabhu's service? Preaching. Kaviraj Goswami is begging for that blessing to be able to be an instrument of Nityananda Prabhu in spreading the glories of the holy name and in preaching. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you, kindly bestow your kindly bestow devotional service unto me. All glories to Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are all my masters. I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by this description. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided in Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees, and he enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Every day he would chant with his devotees. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in chanting and dancing and seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Roy, Sarup Damodar, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of rasa of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Day after day these symptoms increased, and at night they increased even more. And all these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, and talking like a madman, were present, just as they are described in the Shastras and Krishna Leela. The ecstasy of the residents of Vrindavan that they felt had these manifestations, and Mahaprabhu was so eager to taste them. Srup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, the chief assistants in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. And one day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great happiness, went to deliver the prasadam of Lord Jagannath to Thakur Haridas, because Thakur Haridas would not enter the temple. Was he at a loss? No, because every day Mahaprabhu would send Jagannath Mahaprasadam to him, and every day Mahaprabhu himself would come and see Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas on this day, he saw that Thakur Haridas was lying on his back, and he was chanting, but he was chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise," Govinda said. "Please rise and honor Mahaprasadam." Thakur Haridas replied, "Today I shall not eat. I shall fast. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought me Mahaprasadam. It is the greatest fortune to have Mahaprasadam. Sukshman priyasatam navapi deis. But soon as Mahaprasadam comes, we must accept it immediately out of respect, because it is Krishna's mercy that he has sent this. If someone is being very merciful to you, will you take that mercy immediately?" "Yes. Yes. For sure." So Haridas Thakur hadn't finished his rule, "Until I have finished a certain amount of rounds, I will not eat, I will not take prasadam," but yet Mahaprasadam was there. So he offered prayers to the Mahaprasadam and took a little portion and ate it. And the next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and he inquired from him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind an intelligence in that will. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, do you know what your disease is? Can you ascertain this? And Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. Mahaprabhu said, now that you have become old, Haridas, because every day Thakur Haridas would chant more than 150 rounds every day. Now that you have become old, Haridas, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant each day. You are already free from the material world, therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Those are for us, for others, to follow. You have taught by your example, but now your mission is complete. You can relax some of your observances. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Therefore, please reduce the fixed number of rounds that you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Haridas Thakur replied, O my Lord, kindly hear my real plea. Let me open my heart to you and tell you what is actually there. I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. I am the lowest, most condemned of all men. Not only am I untouchable, I'm unseeable. But yet, you have accepted me as your servant. That means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition, and you have raised me to the Vaikuntha platform, to the spiritual world. My dear Lord, you are completely independent. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you act by your own free will. And it is you who causes the world to dance and act according to how you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have used me as your servant. You have made me dance in many ways in my life. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra. I was honored by a Advaita Charja. It should have been offered to a first-class Brahmana. And I ate from it, even though I was born from a family of meat eaters. My Lord, please hear me. I have had one desire for a long time. I think that for very soon, my Lord, you will bring to close your pastimes within this material world, and you are soon to leave. I wish that you do not allow me to see these closing pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. And as I'm leaving, I wish to catch your lotus-like feet and place them on my heart as I look at your moon-like face. And then, with my tongue, I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Oh my Lord, that is my desire. Please allow me to give up my body in this way. Oh, most merciful Lord, if by your mercy this is possible, kindly grant me my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make this possible. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Mahaprabhu heard this, and he replied, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful to you that he must execute everything that you desire. But whatever happiness in this world that I taste is simply due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside. Thakur Haridas then grabbed hold of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he said, "My Lord, do not create an illusion. I am so fallen. You must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities. There are millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss for the world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. And I am just an imitation devotee. Like Putana was an imitation devotee." To hear Haridas's words and know that this is his actual experience of himself as he takes shelter of the holy names is astounding. "I'm just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless, I beg you to fulfill my desire. That is my expectation." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to fulfill his noon duties, so he got up and left. But it was settled that the following day, after the Lord saw Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would return and visit Thakur Haridas. Mahaprabhu embraced Thakur Haridas and he left to perform his noon duties and he went to the sea to bathe. Raise your hand if you have ever bathed in the sea in Jagannath Puri. Okay. No. No. Yes. No. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all the other devotees, came hastily to see Thakur Haridas. What does hastily mean? What does hastily mean? What does hastily mean? Quickly! Jaldi, jaldi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees came before Haridas, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to all the other Vaishnavas as well. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" And Haridas replied, "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me." Upon hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting of Krishna's names in the courtyard. And Vakeshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. And headed by Sri Damodara Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they surrounded Haridas Thakur and they began to loudly chant Krishna's names. And in front of all the great devotees, like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes, the holy qualities of Thakur Haridas. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke as if he had five mouths. And the more he described the glories of the devotees, the more his own happiness increased. And after hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder, and they all bowed down and offered their respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Haridas. Then Haridas took Mahaprabhu and he made him sit down right in front of him. And then his eyes became like two bumblebees, and they were fixed on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya on his heart, and he took the dust of the feet of all the devotees who were present and placed it upon his head. And he began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Sri Krishna Chaitanya, again and again, again and again, he chanted the name Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, as tears constantly glided down from his eyes. And while chanting the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his life airs and left his body. And seeing the wonderful death of Thakur Haridas by his own will, by his own desire, he was just like a mystic yogi, and everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma Dev. And immediately there was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the names of Hari, 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 Hari. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord picked up the body of Thakur Haridas and he placed it on his own lap. Thakur Haridas was thinking himself not only untouchable and unseeable, but after the body, the soul leaves the body is considered completely completely unclean, it's uncontaminated, it's burned immediately. And Mahaprabhu himself, the Lord, took Thakur Haridas' body as his beloved, and he placed it upon his own lap. And he began to dance. He stood up and began to dance, holding the body of Thakur Haridas, and he ecstatically danced, and all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love they also began to dance and chant Krishna's names congregationally. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Srupa Damana Goswami informed him of the other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. The body of Haridas was then raised onto a carrier that resembled a biman, an airship, and he was taken to the sea, accompanied by the congregational chanting. Now you can play softly, and all the devotees, I don't know if it's possible, maybe we could chant softly. Is it possible to chant softly and also hear? Let's try. They all began to chant in front of the procession. Chant softly. Hare Krishna. And Vikrisha Pandit, along with the other devotees, danced and chanted behind him. Sri Krishna Chaitanya bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea, and then he declared, from this day onward, the sea has become a great pilgrimage site. And everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And then they smeared the remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Thakur Haridas's body. A hole was dug in the sand, and the body of Thakur Haridas was placed in it. And remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on that body. Keep chanting. This is Thakur Haridas's great disappearance. And all around the body, the devotees performed the congregational chanting, and Vikrisha Pandit danced in jubilation. And with his own transcendental hands, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur, and he was chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And all the devotees covered the body of Thakur Haridas with sand, and they constructed a platform on the site, and the platform was protected by fencing. Sri Krishna Chaitanya danced and chanted all around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari and Krishna's names was roaring tumultuously, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. And after Sankirtan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees. He swam and he played in the water in great jubilation. And then, after circumambulating the tomb of Thakur Haridas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singhadwara gate. Raise your hand if you have seen the Singhadwara gate,
of the Jagannath Temple. And with the whole city in congregational chanting, the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. And then he spread his cloth and he began to beg prasadam from all the shopkeepers. I am begging prasad for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Please, I am begging, give me alms. And hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasad, which they jubilantly, jubilantly means with great happiness and excitement, they jubilantly delivered that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, Swarup Damodara stopped them because there was so much, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Swarup Damodara and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Mahaprabhu back to his residence, and he kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servants. Swarup Damodara said to the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palmfuls of prasad from each and every item. In this way, varieties of prasad were collected. They were packed up in different containers and carried on the heads of the four servants. And not only did Swarup Damodara Goswami bring prasad, but Vaninath Patanayaka as well as Kazi Misra sent large quantities of prasad. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit down in rows, and he personally began to distribute the prasad, assisted by four other men. Everyone keep chanting. Sri Krishna Chaitanya was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate enough that five persons could eat. And Swarup Damodara Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, please sit down and watch. With these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasad. Keep chanting, keep chanting. The four men, Swarup Damodara, Jagadananda, Kashishwara, Sankara, they were all most intimate associates of Mahaprabhu, and they took to serving the prasadam to the devotees. All the devotees who sat down, they would not accept prasad as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kazi Mitra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kazi Mitra brought the prasadam, and he delivered the prasadam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With great attention, he made him eat. With Pramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasad. And when he began to eat, he ate with all the Vaishnavas. And then everyone was filled up to the neck. That means from the bottom to the top they were filled up. And Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more. And after all the devotees finished accepting prasad and had washed their hands and mouths, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally decorated them all with garlands and sandalwood pulp. And then, overwhelmed with ecstatic love, he offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Thakur Haridas is passing away. Anyone who has chanted and danced here, and anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad, will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Then Mahaprabhu continued, be merciful to me. Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. And Krishna is independent in his desires. He has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him, to stop him.
simply by his own will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Srimad Bhagavatam. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. And without Haridas Thakur, the world is bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, please say, Jai Jai Haridas Thakur Ki! Jai Jai Haridas Thakur Ki! Jai! And then Mahaprabhu personally began to dance, and everyone began to chant, All glories to Haridas Thakur! All glories to Haridas Thakur! Jai Haridas Thakur Ki! Jai! Because Haridas Thakur revealed the importance of chanting Krishna's holy name. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Please listen to this also, because it is the answer to the question that I had asked before, that I asked you to think about. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away, and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is towards his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. At the last stage of Haridas Thakur's life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company, he allowed him to touch him, and thereafter he took the body of Haridas Thakur in his lap, and he personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, he personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, and he personally begged alms, prasadam, from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The life and characteristics of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar. One drop can please the mind and please the ear. Anyone who desires to cross the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, and always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnas, narrate Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. But it's 9:00. Thank you so much. So many wonderful devotees of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Mahaprasad Mandir have come to hear about the glories of Thakur Haridas. We are so fortunate. Prabhupada himself installed these deities. We are so fortunate. And they give so much blessings. Prabhupada sat right there. We are so fortunate. Sometimes I sat right there while Prabhupada was sitting right there. Sometimes, because life can be difficult, we forget how fortunate we are. But we should keep our consciousness on our great fortune. And then the little insignificant things that happen in their life that our consciousness tends to focus on,
they should become insignificant. Insignificant. Because why should we feel that we are fortunate? Because of those unlimited reasons, of course. But for the same reason that we should know to the answer to the question of if I give myself to Krishna, who will take care of me? Because we are protected, we are cared for. We may be unqualified. I could say for myself, I'm completely unqualified in 5,000 million ways. We may be unqualified, but still, somehow or another, we have been given the merciful connection. So we should reciprocate with that and try to do something for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, for the pleasure of Nityananda Prabhu, for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu. We should try to do something for their pleasure, for the pleasure of Thakur Haridas, for the pleasure of Sisi Radha Balava, for the pleasure of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra Devi, and for the pleasure of all the devotees. Thakur Haridas, he touched the feet. Mahaprabhu, he had his feet. Mahaprabhu's feet on his heart. And still he took the dust from the feet of all the devotees and placed it on his head. Quite astounding. Quite astounding. Okay, now it is 9 o'clock. So late. Thank you very much for listening very attentively. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chakwa Haridas ki jai. Sisi Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Sisi Radhabalava ki jai, Sisi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.